Good morning, everybody. TruckDriver101.com. As always, you can go to TruckDriverBooks.com. I'm on my cell phone today. That means it's not going to have the greatest sound. And you can go to TruckDriver101.com for tips and job posts. Now, let's get down to business. It's Big Cannon. So, occasionally I get emails from guys that talk about, I'm in prison! I'm in prison again! And I just want you to walk up to a real convicted felon and tell him, man, don't you remember in prison when you would get out that vehicle in the most beautiful place in the world, one, you know, in a picturesque place in the United States of America, and walk inside of a truck stop and, you know, and go in there and get some food that you want, you know, the exact food that you want that you paid for with the shit called money? You know, don't you remember making $700, $800, $900, $1,000 a week in prison? Oh, you don't? They don't pay you in prison? I guess it's not prison, bitch. Go ahead, walk up to a convicted felon and tell him, man, don't they pay you in prison? Don't they let you get some Popeye's chicken? Don't they let you, you know, do whatever you want? Look, man, the whole mindset that comes from I'm in prison is this belief that trucking is special. The problems in trucking exist in every profession out there to every single person out there, regardless of who you are. Everybody has similar or the same exact problems that truck drivers have. We are not the only ones who don't spend enough time with our children. We're not the only ones who have physical ailments due to our job. We're not the only ones who go through mental problems because of our job. Lots of people in this country go through these issues. Suicide is a huge problem in America. Right. So is workman's comp. So is all the physical injuries that come with it, that come with any profession. Right. So let's get out of this bullshit that is special. Let's ask ourselves a much bigger question. If you feel like your truck is a fucking prison, how do you get out of prison? How do you get out of prison? So let's talk about the first problem that you have. One is the financial delusion. See, when you get into trucking, one of the biggest things you're going to have is the financial delusion. I literally made shit money in trucking, but was pulling in, but had in the bank, in my checking account and in my savings account, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000. I had that money just sitting there, and I was not even making $30,000. And I kept saying, damn, I'm not making the same amount of money I used to make, but I don't feel the difference. I would literally say that to myself all the fucking time. I'm not making the money I used to make, but I don't feel the difference. And the reason I didn't feel the fucking difference was because trucking, when you're in trucking, you don't spend money on a lot of bullshit. I only bought a charger when I needed a charger. I only got a phone when I needed a phone. I only bought food when I needed food. There was no refrigerator that I needed to fill up with food that I probably wasn't going to eat. Right? There wasn't a fucking cabinet, a house full of stuff that I wasn't going to use. The only clothes I took was the clothes I was going to wear, and the only time I bought clothes is when I needed clothes. These things cut down a lot of expenses, right? Two, you end up talking to the same family members or friends over and over again. You don't have that expense that so-and-so came into town and you went out with him and y'all had a good time at the strip club or the bar, whatever, and you spent $200, $300 that you didn't expect to spend. That doesn't occur. You didn't take your kids to Disney World. You didn't go on some ridiculous vacation. You had a vacation that most likely you planned all year for. So you took all that focus and all that intent and all that money that you didn't spend on bullshit, and then you took your kids on an amazing vacation. This is the focus that trucking can give you. The problem is when you feel like it's a prison, when you're ready to leave, trucking is what the problem is. That's what's real. As we discussed, prisoners don't get to, they don't get paid $1,000 a week. The prisoners don't get to go to get them some Popeye's chicken. I'm pretty sure some convicted felons would love to go get them some Popeye's chicken right now. I'm sorry, brother. I'm not trying to torture you. Right? But this ain't prison. If you want out the truck, the first thing you need to do is ask yourself, how do you achieve the things you want when you get out the truck? One, how do I spend more time with my son or your daughter or your kids, right? How do you do that? Two, how do you spend more time with your wife? What job do you have that can you create that will allow you to do this? A guy like Jay Canal is a great example. He has an internet business where he sells cards and he sells kind of a man's items and stuff. But the thing about this is that when you go to his website, Kettle Strings, if you look at Jay Canal's business, this didn't happen overnight. Right? He's been trying to create, he researched it. He spent $15,000 to pull up his, to create his site. He's worked extremely hard, like literally working 70 hours as a truck driver, then coming home and doing even more work. Plus, he has gold. He has other things that he does. He isn't sitting around going, woe is me. I need to do this. He's literally investing himself in other things so he can actually focus on changing his fucking life. Right. Like if he that way when because he's got a foot injury. Right. And he knows that he can't do it forever. So he, instead of sitting there bitching about it, he's actually doing something about it. He's thinking how to solve my problem. Go check out Jay Canal. But how to solve your problem is the key. So these are the things you need to ask yourself until you got to prepare yourself for the end of delusion, the end of the lack of focus. Now the question is, how do you control spending when you spend when your friend comes by with $200 or $300 with a plan? You know, a friend comes through, you want to go to the bar, you want to go spend $200 on drinks. How do you do that every once in a while? How do you spend time with your wife without going broke? How do you spend time with your kids without going broke? How do you create quality time without money? Because one of the things trucking does, it creates this dynamic because, you know, you go out with your wife, you come home after 3-4 weeks on the road, you go spend $1,000, y'all have an amazing time, the kids have an amazing time, you spend $1,500, $1,000, whatever, you get back on the road and 2 weeks later, you got that money back. 3 weeks later, you got that, you know, you get, you're already above where you lost the money. You know what I'm saying? You constantly have this money that's just coming in and that focus that keeps you, that keeps all these good times with your family. Well, your family's going to expect these good times still. You're going to want these good times still. So the question is, what type of job can you build and stack money and still have these vacations? And also you got to think about your own discipline. Are you going to be disciplined enough to do this? Right. Now, it doesn't sound like a very good prison, does it? It's not a prison. Right. It's just a focus. The focus can sometimes feel like a prison. But again, it's not really a prison. Right. A prison is a place you have no choices. Right. You have choices. Right. And it's just you're not choosing what comes next. Here's my little explanation of how I do things. First of all, when I decided recently to go back local, and I'm going to go back local, I decided, okay, if I go back local, here's the things I need. One, I'm not going local for a company that doesn't have a terminal in the state that I work in. Two, I wanted to spend less time in this goddamn semi truck. I want the company to pay me either by the hour, right, or I want to go a short distance from my house to wherever it is. I do not want to work 14 hours a day or 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's not happening. I'm not finna go home so I can spend all my goddamn time 2 miles from my house. Right. So I'm going home so I can get my weekends off at least. And I definitely want to work maybe 10 hours a day, not 12, 13, 14 hours a day. Right. Then I might as well stay on the fucking road because I ain't gonna see my house anyway. At least I have more time, though. The next thing I need to also understand is that I have people I need to spend time with. That means, again, I need my weekends off. I need to not spend a lot of time at work. And I also need to be able, I need to work in an area that's close to my home. So I'm not spending a lot of time driving places. One of the biggest problems you have when you're a local truck driver is that if you are far away from home, you will have a shit ton of problems trying to get to where you are employed within a reasonable amount of time. And this will cut into your sleep. Let me give you an example if that doesn't make sense. If I'm driving an hour to work, right, you got to remember you're back in the normal world. You're going to have traffic issues and things. So it takes nothing for that hour to turn out to an hour 30 on a bad snow day or a bad traffic day. That hour 30 you just spent, right, that was you getting late to work. 9 times out of 10, if you're late to work, you're going to have delays when you're local. It happens all the time. So you literally just did an hour and a half that you've already been up, and then you go to work and you do 12, 14 hours, right? You have one of them long damn days. Well, you didn't just do 12 or 14 hours, right? You just did 15 hours. Remember, you had your drive that morning that was fucked up. And at the same time, that 15 hours just became 16 hours or 17 hours because you got your drive home. Right. Now, if you live 10 minutes away, Right, and you have a bad day. Maybe it takes you 30 minutes to get to work. Damn, now I'm to work. Now, let's say I have a long day. Well, I just worked 14 hours and 30 minutes. Let's say I'm driving from where I live at, you know, again, where I live at, and I'm doing 5 minutes. Now my whole commute to work just became 10 minutes. And the stress that comes with driving in traffic in a car and then driving traffic in a truck, it's way less if the less time you spend commuting to work. So I need a job close to my house. That's important. You do not want to drive an hour to work when you are local. I'm telling you, it will be brutal, because if you have a long day at the job, because the thing about local too, you got to remember, a lot of people don't count the office time, the time you spend in the office bullshitting with dispatch. I literally have driven an hour to work, got to work, had to wait an additional hour for a truck to show up so I could drive. Then by the time I got me a truck to show up that I could drive, hooked up to my load, and went and delivered my first load, right? I literally had already been at work for about 2 to 3 hours. Some days I would have that happen. That means at the end of my 14-hour shift that would be doing 16 hours, 17 hours. And then I got my hour drive back, so now I just did 18 hours on the road. That's an 18-hour day. That's how it immediately can expand like that on you. So close to home is extremely important. And the reason I'm bringing all these things up is this is the mindset you need to have to solve your problem. This is the mindset you need to have to make your life better, because you're not saying I'm going to get out of trucking like there's a magical miracle job out there. Everybody out there is working 14 hours a day. My brother worked himself to death 7 days a week, worked way more hours than I ever did, was home less than I was, and he was only 5 miles from the motherfucking house. Okay? So don't fall for that fucking trucking and special delusion. Figure out how to solve your problem. Break down what your problem really is and find a job. Take your time. Get out that truck as a prison mentality. Use those amazing choices that you have and start thinking about how to spend more time with your family. How much money do you need? Is it time to start a business? Is it time to start a small business? Is it time to, you know, go change professions, get an education in something else? What will allow you to spend more time with your family to achieve the thing that you said you left the road to achieve? And if you think about how to do it, 9 times out of 10, you're going to find it. But if you just jump off the road with your fucking self-entitled, oh, I'm in prison. And you jump off the road and you get out here and you become local, or you end up going to just a different profession, you will be fucking miserable, because still you did not think through your problem. You had no goal when you started in trucking, and that's why you're miserable now, and you have no goal when you leave trucking, so you'll just end up being miserable again. Oh, it'll last for a few months, but eventually you won't spend enough time with your kids, you won't spend enough time with your wife, you'll end up feeling like you in prison, and you'll be back on the road. I've seen it a million times. Because everything you were trying to stop, your kids still have no life with you. Your wife ends up divorcing you anyway. And then a lot of guys think, well, it's trucking. I can't fix it. It's not the trucking. It's because you never, ever sat down and really thought about what the problem was and then created quality time to repair relationships, to create opportunities within relationships, to improve them. You didn't do that. You just jumped off the road and thought, well, I'm working, you know, 3 blocks from the house, but I'm working 16 hours a day. Because you got to remember too, this is something we don't think about as truck drivers. We're limited by the federal government. My brother would pull a 17-hour shift and be up soon as he woke up doing another 17 hours on the fucking weekend sometimes. There's no federal hours of service for him. Let me repeat, there's no federal hours of service when you lead the game. There's no limits. And there are companies out there that will gladly work you to fucking death and pay you a bunch of bullshit money. Yeah. But anyway, guys, look, if you feel trucking's a prison, sit down and think about how to solve your problem. Create a list of things that you need to solve, right? And then solve it. Sit down and break down what's around you. Where can you work? What can you learn? What can you do? Right. All right, guys, truckdriver101.com. But trucking's not a prison. It's not special. Stop sitting on your ass, bitching and moaning and doing nothing about the problems in front of you. Now, if you're like me and you love the game and you're planning to go local, I talk about choosing a local job when I get my local job. Anyway, guys, truckdriver101.com.